This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, asking for forgiveness in the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here. So, dear friends, we are in the holy month of Ramadan. We are talking about Islamic lifestyle, and alhamdulillah, this is A to Z. So, we're talking about how forgiveness is something that we really need to be doing in the holy month of Ramadan. So, you know, sometimes we really spend a lot of time, you know, thinking about not eating and not drinking and, you know, not breaking the commandments of Allah. And of course, you know, just trying to go through the day. I mean, you know, yes, it is difficult not eating and not drinking from, you know, the time of sahur until the time of iftar. It is difficult. I mean, you know, nobody can say that this is something that is easy. But of course, you know, the rewards are incredibly high as well. I mean, eternal salvation, eternal bliss, and of course, a connection with the Almighty Allah. These are not small rewards, indeed. But we're talking about forgiveness. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to not ask for forgiveness, or we kind of forget amongst the hustle and bustle of our day while we're fasting and we're going to community iftars, for example. We have a tendency to forget to ask for forgiveness. It's interesting and quite profound that, you know, in the Holy Quran, the concept of forgiveness and asking for forgiveness and repentance and istighfar is something which is, you know, is quite prevalent. And on the other hand, when we look at the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we find that asking for forgiveness, of course, is also a very integral part of a Islamic lifestyle, and it is something that is highly, highly recommended to be doing in the holy month of Ramadan.
Ramadan al-mustabin جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about asking for forgiveness in this holy month of Ramadan. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in, you know, the holy month of Ramadan and the various things that are going on and the programs that we need to be attending and, you know, the things that we want to do, that we have a tendency to forget to ask for forgiveness. Of course, the holy month of Ramadan is a month which is full of blessings. And as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi very beautifully says, it's a month which is full of forgiveness, meaning the doors of repentance are open and Allah is waiting and yearning for people to come and ask for forgiveness. And this itself is quite profound. A lot of times, you know, we don't understand these statements, but Allah wants us to ask for forgiveness so that Allah can forgive us. You know, He wants to forgive us. It's almost like Allah the Almighty, the Compassionate, the Merciful, is looking for an excuse to forgive us. He is looking for any reason to be able to forgive us. But, you know, the main point and the caveat is that we ourselves ask for that forgiveness. And so if we ask for forgiveness, of course, Allah is more than willing to forgive us. This is known as the month of forgiveness. This is known as the month for repentance. And, you know, one of the translations or interpretations of the word Ramadan, it is this fire that burns away one's sins. That's how much forgiveness we are, you know, talking about. And of course, as the Messenger of Allah says in a famous sermon, that this is a month of forgiveness and that every single night the angels in the holy month of Ramadan announce who is there who is asking for forgiveness so that the Almighty Allah may forgive them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.